Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
You're listening to Simplicity Sunday with your host, Angela Bingham, broadcasting live on your Good Neighbor station, News Radio WGNS, every Sunday from 6 until 7 p.m. Thanks for tuning into the show, and remember, 1 hour of simplicity can change your life in Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Simplicity Sunday. We know that you are family, and we thank you for tuning in tonight. We have such a blessed show for you.
Amen, amen.
And we encourage you to simplify your life. If anybody has not told you, we will. God loves you.
Yes,
and
so
do we.
So do we.
My name is Angela, a.k.a. Angie B, along with
Angela Ponder, also known as Angie Renee.
And we are the Angies. Hey, so you get two of us, honey, double portion.
Now, listen.
But of the Holy Ghost, that's what we want to say.
That's right.
And we want to thank you for always blessing mm-hmm. other people, because some of you say that you listen to the show and you don't want to call in, but some of you call in sometimes.
Yes, please.
Because
yes.
We love to hear from you.
Yes.
We have people listening all over the nation, and we appreciate you. And the reason we want you to simplify your life is because once you know the power of God in your life, that He gives you purpose even before you were born. Mm-hmm. And once you understand it and connect and activate that purpose, then He'll give you power to do the purpose. So everybody
That's
comes
right.
here with a gift you can do
That's
without
right.
even trying.
Absolutely.
Do you hear me? You don't even have to try to do it. God blesses you with it.
That's
and then
right.
once He gives you the purpose and you have the power to do it, guess what? He'll give you the supernatural peace just to do it and live in it and walk in it.
Amen.
Once you have that supernatural peace, He will give you the passion to
Ma'am.
Do what you do.
Yeah.
You will love it, and you'll ask God, what are we doing today? That's how much you will love it.
That's right.
And then once you have that supernatural passion, He will give you that patience to deal with yourself, because sometimes you don't even understand yourself. Let's be honest. And then
Amen.
You have to pray that other people will be patient with you.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
once
yeah.
you're in that, have that patience, you walk out the plan of God every day of your life. And then wherever profession He puts you in, it doesn't, you don't think of it as a profession, you think of it as a calling.
Yes.
And then you do that career in the calling, and then it makes a big difference.
That's
because
right.
you get a story of what God has done, and He gets the glory
yes,
for
indeed.
Doing it in your life.
Yes.
Well, once again, we want to thank Connor for being one of the
best
producers
yes,
in the whole
awesome.
Wide world.
Yes.
He is awesome, and he's handsome, and he's single, ladies. But we're not here for that. That's another show. And we want everyone to know that we have a command and a decree on our lives.
That's right.
And that's to simplify every gift that God has given. And
yes.
when you come on Simplicity Radio Show, if you have a gift, If you have a vision, mm-hmm. then we give you the voice now. That God has already given you.
Yes,
so Angie Renee, I have lit the torch, and lit stands for L-I-T, living in trust. Who you gonna trust? I'm gonna trust God every day of my life. And then when you live in trust, you can live in truth. Come on with it, girl.
Now, come on.
See, I'm all fired up. I love him. I love him.
Yes,
I love him. I'm not ashamed of him.
I would
decree, declare, claim
mm-hmm.
him
come on.
Everywhere I go.
And do.
Amen. Amen. Not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Not ashamed. And God is giving me to open greater doors for us.
That's
simply
right.
Because we want to be
Lord.
Obedient to
that's
him.
Right.
And then
that's
do
right.
what pleases God
amen,
every
amen.
Single day.
Yes.
So that's how you learn to simplify your life. Get some
mm-hmm.
of all that other stuff. Quit jumping through hoops. Quit being people pleasers.
Ooh-wee.
And be a God pleaser.
That's right.
All right, Angie Renee, it is in your hand. Who do we have as our simplicity guest? And I'm telling you, they are well sought out.
Now.
Too handsome. Just too handsome to say something.
Good evening, everyone. And thank you for joining another Simplicity Sunday broadcast.
Yes.
We are honored that you decided to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we do not take it for granted. Tonight's conversation is from our four-year health series. And we have with us here at the Simplicity Desk, Dr. Marcus Jackson, a pharmacist and community health advocate based in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We will explore the unique health challenges facing Black men and women, the cultural blind spots in medicine, and how Dr. Jackson bridges faith, science, and service to bring healing where it's most critically needed.
Amen.
From pharmaceutical practice to holistic healing, this evening we will uncover the deeper issues of health in the Black community. We also have the elder Dr. Paul Jackson with us today. So we want to acknowledge Dr. Jackson as well. Good evening. Good evening.
Amen.
Please join us in welcoming both Drs. Jackson to the Simplicity Desk.
Welcome.
We'll have a professional clap machine one day, but
yes,
you know,
we will.
Right now, we have to have our homemade cheers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome.
Straight from the heart.
Welcome to the Simplicity
Thank
Day.
You so very thank much.
You. We are excited you're here.
Man, it's an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right, Angie, are we ready for the conversation?
We are ready. Once you're at the Simplicity Desk, you know that you're God approved.
Yes, right. Amen.
Amen.
So, Dr. Marcus Jackson,
yes,
tell us a little bit about what made you get into pharmaceuticals.
So that's a great question. Actually, Angie, I actually ran from it.
So, oh, wow.
So essentially, as a kid, I didn't have any direction in terms of what I wanted to do with my life.
Uh-huh.
So I was dabbling into music. I was dabbling into sports, other health professionals. But essentially, I couldn't find what I was passionate about. So essentially, it was at a point where I was actually going to go into the military. And my dad, he was like, son, try this pharmacy technician program. And if you like it, cool. But if you don't, go ahead and go in the military. And I kid you not, the last thing that I tried was what saved me.
Wow.
So essentially, pharmacy, that really matured me as a man. It really made me learn my purpose in terms of why I'm here on this earth. So in terms of pharmacy, it really just changed my life. And in terms of serving my community, I mean, it's all about giving back, and whatever gifts you have, mm-hmm. you have to share it with
Absolutely.
Others and give it. It's not your gift to
Mm-mm.
keep. You have Mm-mm. to give it. So yes, man, that's a great question.
Amen. Amen. And you know, you said you were running. What did you find yourself running to? You said music. What type of music?
So I grew up in Church of God in Christ, so mm-hmm. Playing the organ. So maybe there was a time when I thought I could sing or produce music, that sort of thing. So
yes.
I kind of dabbled in that type of industry. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you can still do that in doctor too, pharmacist
now,
too.
Listen,
now,
listen.
Come on, use them gifts.
And he said Church Noted. Of God in Christ when
Noted.
He said that.
I know he can play the organ.
Now, because they don't play any games. That organ, you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Do you play the organ at your dad's church, or you just play the organ whenever you can?
So I'm being more consistent with playing at his church. Yes. We had a conversation where when it comes to ministering, and ministering is what I do through music, but sometimes I want to get fed too.
Absolutely.
So essentially what I'm coming into realization is I have to get fed before his service starts.
Mm.
And once I'm fed, I can play my organ and give to others, but I got to get fed as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I try to do that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like? I like believing doctors, because I know your dad, Dr. Paul Jackson, he will pray for you in a heartbeat.
Now,
you understand?
Awesome.
And with no unapologetic pray.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And that's what we really like.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
We want to thank you for coming into your gift and your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because that was awesome that he didn't force you,
right.
But he gave you a choice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I love that. And that's how God is. That was a good parenting skill there to say, son, I would like for you to try this, but if you do not want to do it, then go to the military. What military branch were you going to go to?
Any.
I didn't have any action.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the Army, but just any type of military.
All right. This upbringing is good, isn't it?
It sure is. Amen, amen. So let's get into some health disparities in our community. What are some of the most pressing health issues affecting Black men and women today?
So essentially, based on the CDC, the top disparities in the United States is CVD, cardiovascular disease, cancer, that sort of thing. But specifically for the Black community, it is CVD as well. Based on the AHA, that's American Heart Association, 60% of African Americans 20 and up have some sort of CVD going on in their health. A comorbidity to that is diabetes.
Mm.
So essentially those two conditions there, they run rampant in the African community. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think this persists even in the advancement of medicine?
Well, I think it starts with food, and it's
in the
of
kitchen.
Food.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. So we can look at, let's just say, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What's being cooked? We got ham hocks.
No, now.
We got neck bones. So that's what we're eating, and that's full of sodium. It's not good for you, but it tastes good.
Mm.
But essentially, the foods that we eat, it's a direct parallelism between our health and what we eat. Yes.
Yeah. Hard to hear, but it's the truth.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Like they will say, it's tight, but it's right.
Mm. I know you stepped on my toes when you said Thanksgiving. I was like, I looked away from you. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. And that is true. And it's a lot of times we think it's generational illnesses that pass down, but no, it's generational kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because we can change this narrative.
We can.
It is reversible.
Yes, ma'am. It is.
We pass down bad habits.
Mm.
That's what's causing the issues with our health, is our bad habits. How we eat, how late we eat, how often we eat.
The lack of wanting to exercise and move.
Now, that sedentary lifestyle is definitely passed down. Because if you don't see your parents exercise, you're not going to do it. So it's...
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Generation to generation.
Yes, ma'am.
So how does trust or mistrust when it comes to the healthcare system play a role in patient outcomes for the Black community?
So I will say trust in terms of your provider.
Mm.
A lot of patients, specifically the ones that I interact with, they want to see somebody that looks like them.
Absolutely.
So regardless of what culture you are, they want to see some representation from themselves in the person that is serving them. So in terms of representation, that always increases outcomes. Patients feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Patients feel more willing to tell the truth and talk about those intimate conversations you wouldn't normally have with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have that relatability, that does definitely increase your patient outcomes. Now, in terms of distrust, essentially you can talk about some experiments back in the day. Well, not necessarily back in the day, but let's just say, for example, most recently the Tuskegee experiment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It just recently ended in 1970s.
Wow.
So that wasn't too long ago.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
And during this experiment here, it was where African Americans was coming to their provider for treatment for syphilis,
yes,
but in actuality they were not getting treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So that caused a lot of distrust.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? These people having this distrust with their providers, I'm sure they spoke about it to their kids, and that kind of passed that distrust down.
That's right.
But not to say it stays there. There's a lot of advances in technology that happen. There's a program called the VAERS system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's vaccine reporting. So if you get a vaccine, it's flu season now, and if you get, let's just say, the flu shot and you have an adverse reaction to it, there's reporting databases where you can say, hey, this is what happened to me, and this is all in a public system here. So in terms of that distrust, yeah, there were some experiments that were not correct in terms of treatment, but essentially we still got to get past that distrust, because you know there are a lot of good things going on today, and I don't want us to miss out on that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know, I like that you serve all communities.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there is a lot of mistrust and distrust, and mm-hmm. and you know, we have to, most of us, our families, especially the men,
uh-huh.
they Ooh, do yes. not like going
mm-hmm.
to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, Dr. Paul Jackson, we want you to have something to say on that in a few minutes when Connor gets back. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to see both of these good looking doctors and one of the cameras. So we're sharing some of that in the studio. See, Connor makes everything work. You know,
that's what I love. Him.
I love him. So when Dr. Paul Jackson gets ready to speak on this, then we will just switch the camera. Okay. Now, when you said that, what do you like seeing when the patients come in? You know, like, from, I like to see representation, you know, and I love it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even like, I'm in education. I love to see
yes.
people who look like me
mm-hmm.
being on the leadership boards, being, you know, doing all
right.
of that. How do you feel on the opposite end? You know, when you have everybody coming to you, how does that make you feel?
Well, it's such a blessing, simply because it kind of confirms why you're here.
Yes.
And guess what? For me personally, when they're here in my presence, that's when I can kind of talk about their medicine, of course, but also talk about my faith as well.
Mm.
You know, so I think it's the coolest thing ever to actually have somebody come in, value your service, and at the same time, they get something in return,
yes.
in addition to healthcare.
Yes.
So I really enjoy it, for sure. I'm having a blast.
Awesome.
I love that you mentioned, you know, your faith, because I look for that when I go to a new doctor. I'm like, okay, well, let me test him or her out and see, because you know, you want to know who's dealing with you, who's putting their hands
mm-hmm.
on you. You want to know, and you know, make sure we get that divine alignment going. We yoked in here. What's going on? So that, I love that.
I do
absolutely.
Too. I do too.
I look for that.
I agree.
Well, can we address that, Connor? Can we switch real quick to the other handsome, where the other handsome came from? Okay. Okay, Dr. Paul Jackson, how can you address, what would you do to encourage our community, especially men, to get the checkups, to be regular, you know, when, how often do they need to come, you know, all of that?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for this tremendous privilege. Two beautiful women. First one that I just met the very first time. And Angela, I've been knowing you and your family for
yes.
a very long time. So very proud of what you're doing, how you are really serving the community in a tremendous way, and a true testament, you know, to you, your legacy,
mm-hmm.
and what you're doing. To your point, I'm a member of an organization called the American Association of Black Cardiologists, and we have long recognized that black men typically don't come to the doctor. We usually meet them at the advanced stages of their diseases, meet them in the emergency room after they haven't taken the medicine for a long time with kidney failure and heart attacks and so forth. So we started an organization called the Barbershop Program. We asked a very profound question about where can we find black men? We come to realize that all over the country that on Saturdays, most of them would end up someplace at a barbershop. So we started this program where we were taking blood pressures. We would put blood pressure cuffs in barbershops and checking sugar and so forth. And we picked up a lot of diabetes and high blood pressure. And then we would give them free referrals to the doctor's office, give them free medicine and so forth. So we were able to navigate and help get them to the doctor there. But unfortunately, all too often, because of side effects of medications and other reasons that our culture and otherwise, they didn't come to the doctor. We, you know, many of them would still fall by the wayside. But I would say that even in our practice today, I think the message in today's young men, like my son, Dr. Jackson, they seem to be have a little bit more concern about their health and are more likely to come to the doctor. And hopefully, you know, that would translate that their children would see them doing that and we begin to circumvent this problem.
That's it, because most of the time we will make sure our kids get to the doctor.
Yeah.
And the, I say we, but I go regularly. But put that out there. But a lot of times, the parents will make sure their kids go.
Yeah.
But then they don't necessarily go. They don't think about their own health, and they got to be here to take care of the kids. So taking care of your own health, self-preservation is very important. So, what historical? Dr. Marcus Jackson. And I didn't know you were a cardiologist, and maybe you told me, I just don't remember, but that is phenomenal. Representation matters.
Can I say something about representation?
Absolutely can.
It's actually, I've been doing this now for 30 years, and it's really a double-edged sword. In one instance, that some people are really proud to see you as a cultural icon and a representation of who they are. But on the other hand, there is a some instances there's also a taboo. Some people don't trust you because they somehow think because you're not of a different ethnic persuasion that you're not as competent.
It's
the old slave mentality there that somehow or another, if you're black and you're in this profession, you're wearing this white coat and this MD or this PharmD, that somehow you're not as competent as somebody else. So people will seek out the other ethnic persuasion just because they don't think you're as equally as competent there in that regard. And unfortunately, that's true even in our fair city here, there too as well. I would venture to say that probably 70%, 60%, I am one of two black cardiologists here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. But my patient population is predominantly Caucasian, you know. And you ask the question, why, you know. But be that as it may, you do what you can to try to subvert that kind of mentality. Practice excellent medicine and deliver top-of-the-line care. And the rest would kind of speak for itself.
That's good.
That's good.
It really
Thank you
is.
For that.
That's good.
We needed to hear it. All right. So, Dr. Marcus Jackson, what historical or cultural body secrets do you think we can often overlook in mainstream healthcare? Or we often overlook in mainstream healthcare?
I think we often overlook herbal.
You're talking my talk. Come on.
Yeah, herbals. So, it's not always taken Tylenol for your headache or taking Sudafed or Mucinex for your cough and cold. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that grandma used to make.
That
does help.
Yeah, it does.
So essentially ginger and elderberry, you know, of course your multivitamins, mm-hmm. vitamin C, vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those non-pharmacological things, they can actually help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, medications, they're mainly used to get you back to homeostasis, meaning mm-hmm. you're already mm-hmm. far right. off balance.
Yes, yes.
Let me get you back evenly. But once yes. you are even, what do you do with that? So that's, I'm a true believer in herbals, you know. Mm-hmm. So essentially, we don't always gotta use medications to mm-hmm. to solve our health issues. We can do some mm-hmm. fruits and herbals such as that. Yes.
And quite frankly, that's really biblical mm-hmm. there too
yes.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to man being a carnivore and eating animals, they were vegetarians. When I was in pharmacy school, prior to going to medical school, we took a course called medicinal chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And in that course, we learned how the preponderance of medications, that is mass-produced in pharmacies, they actually come from plants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
yes.
actually come from plants there in that regard. So to have a healthy cross-section of what kind of things are available through plant and herbal life, like Dr. Jackson said, I think really would be a good thing to know and to learn.
I love that you said that. I had a listener that said, "Talk, sir."
Absolutely.
Because I think that should be incorporated. You
yes.
know, there is a balance.
Absolutely.
And so that was music to my ears, because
yeah.
I like to know when God said that there is a plant. Every herb bearing is mm-hmm. for our healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's for our divine healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a pastor, Dr. Paul Jackson, in this community. Would you give the name of your church, please?
Yeah, it's called Flock of God Community,
like
Church of God in Christ.
Yes.
Flock of God. Do you all hear that? Flock of God.
Church of God in Christ.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
And if anyone wants to call in our show, I forgot to give the number. That number is 615-893-1450. Once again, that is 615-893-1450. And we're going to take a break right here. And you know, I hate to take the breaks, but we got to pause for the calls.
Especially when the conversation is so good.
I know it.
All right. Journal Junkie.
Yay!
Join Team Simplicity Radio for our Journal Junkies gathering on Saturday, October 18th, 2025 at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Southern Steel Tennessee Bar and Grill, located at 1950 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Remember that your story matters, and restoration can begin one page at a time. You've got a right to heal. Ladies, please join us. Golfing with a Purpose. Join us for a golf fundraiser benefiting the Murfreesboro Rescue Mission on Monday, October 20th. By participating, you'll be supporting a crucial step towards building a homeless shelter. It's going to be a temporary transitional living shelter. The hole-in-one prize on par one for the tournament is a 2025 GMC truck. There will be exclusive online auction items, including a Bahamas fishing trip and Airbnb packages. Your participation makes a difference. Email info@mburrowrescue.org to learn more. Love Connection Ministries. Each and every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock p.m., join the Love Connection Ministries and Team Tuesday at Oakland Restoration Church, located at 530 North Manny Avenue in Murfreesboro, as they sow seeds of love, compassion, and a hot meal to those in need, according to Matthew 25. Email TeamSimplicityRadio@yahoo.com for contact and donation information. To God be the glory for His provision. Attention seed sowers. Simplicity Radio is looking for seed sowers to bless our ministry, so that we can continue to provide support for people in the community who need it most. If you would like to partner with us in our endeavors, you can donate via Cash App at $SimplicityWithAngie, that's A-N-G-I-E, or you can email us for additional information. Thank you in advance for supporting our initiative to help the Murfreesboro community. Simplicity Radio Volunteers. We are looking to expand our Simplicity network and are in search of volunteers who are experienced in the areas of media and events. If this is you and you are able to lend your time and creativity to our ministry, email us for details. Now, I have some happy birthdays that I need to put out. I've missed some, and I have a couple coming up this week, so I'm just going to rattle them all off. Okay, my dad, David Young, his birthday was September 18th. My eldest son, Sean Ponder II, September 24th. My husband, Sean Ponder, October 2nd. My mom-in-law, my mom-in-love, Pam Ponder, is tomorrow, October 6th. And my sis, I call her my sissy, but my sissy-in-law, Toya Ponder, is Saturday, October 11th. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Now, about next week's show. Join Team Simplicity next Sunday for another show in continuation of our October For Your Health series on talk topic, The Art of Movement, with special guest Dr. Carmen E. Blatnick, owner of Advanced Downtown Physical Therapy. Tune in as we discuss how intentional movement can support long-term wellness, prevent injury, and improve daily function. We will see you then for that conversation. Now back to tonight's Simplicity Sunday talk topic, A Dose of Reality, with special guests, pharmacist Dr. Marcus Jackson and cardiologist Dr. Paul Jackson.
Yes. And you know, before the break, I was asking about the church and how Dr. Paul Jackson has a very miraculous call to me on his life to not only do medicine, but do ministry. And I think they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And our question on faith, healing, and holistic wellness, pharmacist Jackson was saying about, you know, the herbal medicine as well. And so as a man of science and faith, both of you, how do you integrate your spiritual beliefs into your approach to healing?
I'll take this one here.
Take it all.
So I think when it comes to spiritual beliefs, it's in you. Well, it's in me. So, for example, I was giving a flu shot to an individual Friday, and somehow we were just praying. And here's a gentleman, you know, 60, 70, crying. And I'm like, man, I'm just giving you a flu shot.
Wow.
You know, so I think it's, a lot of it has to do with just how you carry yourself and just being nice to people and, you know, again, building that trust, you know, regardless of the culture, you know, the common denominator is essentially your belief. And as long as you walk in that, you know, the rest is history. But that's kind of how I go about it. I just provide a service. And if my patient is led to talk to me, which many are, is kind of different to me. But when they are led to talk to me, then we just carry on that conversation that way. So that's how I live it. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
It's just spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your spirit helps direct people as to whether they can feel comfortable enough to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know, are there specific health beliefs or traditions, traditional remedies from the Black community that deserve more attention or respect?
I would say oatmeal baths. They're very great. You know, your babies can bathe in oatmeal. Grandma can bathe in oatmeal. You know, it's very safe and therapeutic in that way. I feel like zinc. Mm-hmm. Zinc is very big. And honestly, anything that builds your immune system, as long as you build your immune system, you can naturally fight off a lot of these diseases.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I look at that should have a little more emphasis, especially multivitamins. I always ask everybody, are you taking your multivitamins? And many say no. But essentially taking your multivitamins, you could be low on a certain vitamin,
right.
And that's what's causing your sickness.
Right.
So just taking your multivitamins, I'm a real big advocate of that. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember home remedies growing up. This may sound crazy, but when my brother and I had a fever, my mom would peel a potato and cut it into cubes. Have you heard of the potato necklace?
I heard
of it. Oh, wow.
She would string it. Yeah. She would string it. And even, you know, it's sitting out, but it's still cold on your skin. Yeah. But she would string that necklace, tie it around our neck, and we had to go to bed like that. Yeah. But guess what? We would wake up and the fever's broken and the potatoes would be brown. Mm. So it was almost like it absorbed whatever was going on. And the fever would be broken, like it wouldn't come back. Mm-hmm. And I tell my husband about that all the time. That potato necklace was awful, but it broke our fevers when we were kids.
Yeah, I think Pastor Jackson over here, he has a similar story about his grandmother in asthma. You know, he tells us all the time. So, Pastor, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Grandma had asthma, and what I would frequently see her do is that she would grab moss out of the tree and put it inside of her pillowcase and sleep on it, and just absorbing and inhaling the fumes from the moss will temper her asthma and make her wheezing and shortness of breath go away. Later on, we found out that moss contained a drug that we call theophylline, which is really, pharmacists have extracted that out of the moss and mass produce it and sell it to you as a pill. While, you know, back then, grandmother was getting that through the from the tree.
Just from the tree. Mm-hmm. In the backyard.
Backyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot less expensive too.
Okay, I got another one now that I've got the doctor's here.
Let me tell one. The onion. Have y'all heard about the onions?
Yes,
oh my gosh! And so one night I was feeling ill. And someone said, put the onions under your feet and in your sock and put the white socks on. So in the middle of the night, I woke up and pain was running through my body.
Mama.
And I said, Lord, what is this? What is it, Lord? And then the onions came to me. I pulled those socks off. I threw them across the room. Because what it was doing, it was pulling the toxins out of my body. Yeah. But they didn't tell me to put it under one foot. I put it in both socks. So it works. That's what I wanted to say. It works. Yeah. So if anybody, you know, because our bodies are full of, we're just toxic,
right.
Most of us. And it's time for us to like detox and all of that, what you're talking about with the herbs and all of that. So I can see this being a continued show.
We're toxic. What we eat, what we breathe, what we put on our skin, we're absorbing all of that.
That's the biggest organ is our skin.
Yes, it is. That was good. I do the onion, it's just 1 foot.
White socks, 1 foot. And you slice the onion. You have to slice it. You know, like if you're going to do onion rings, cook onion rings. So you just slice a big slice of the onion and put it in your sock. My God.
I bet it was smelling, though.
Who cares if you're getting healthy?
There's so much in that's growing out of the ground that we take for granted. I can remember growing up, we would drive past this little patch of leaves, and my mom would call it. She said, "That's I don't know how to pronounce it. It's either mullein or mullein, which M U L L E I N. How do I pronounce that? Is it mullein or mullein?"
Mullein.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it today as something that people put in teas to help with respiratory issues. But back then, they would take it and boil it and pour it in their bath water for aches and pains. Like Epsom salt is being used today.
Yep.
And just things that are coming up out of the ground. Mm-hmm. But she would always tell me about this. So now when I see it, I'm like, I should probably need to go over there and get that stuff and boil it and see what's going on. It's free. But it's amazing how many things that are growing out of the ground naturally,
yes,
without being planted,
yes,
that we can consume to help improve our health.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I just kind of along that line there, too, as well. I remember some time ago, 60 Minutes did a documentary where they found in some small subdivision in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There was an outbreak of leukemia among children. There was an increased incidence of abortions and so forth. premature labor, those kind of things. And they actually traced it back to the food supply that many of our farmers are feeding, you know, our cattle and our sheep and our chickens, you know, hormones. Mm-hmm. And they are getting into the food chain. They're getting into the food chain. And as a result, the hormones were ingested by the humans. And, you know, they cause a proliferation of cancers of various types and tumors and so forth. So I'm seeing in my practice there's a increased incidence of people kind of going back to more things that are more natural, you know, from a food organic there in that regard. And even myself as well.
Yeah,
I have a slant toward that kind of thing there also.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yes.
I love hearing that.
We talk about that a lot.
Yes, we do.
So can you speak to the role the church or spiritual community plays in addressing mental and physical health?
Yes. The church plays a big role in spiritual, addressing mental and physical health. For me, in terms of mental, I look to my pastor for marital counseling. So essentially it's tough being married, you know, and there's, you know, some people that can give you guidance in terms of how to build a good foundation to have a good marriage. So in terms of the mental, those spiritual counselors, they're great at that, and I highly do recommend seeking one in terms of if you are needing help with your marriage. But in terms of physical health, there's a lot of churches that do a lot of things in the community, such as running for breast cancer awareness. I believe there was an event less than a week ago in Nashville regarding that. There's a lot of children activities as well, such as camping in the park and things like that. So the church, it does a great job at providing mental and physical health, and it's a safe environment as well. So if you're looking to do something safe but also productive, I recommend going to your local church for that.
That is awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Because, you know, so many of us go to therapists, but a lot of pastors are trained as well in counsel.
Right.
Yes.
And the Bible says to seek that counsel, that that to me, godly counsel.
Godly,
I want that first.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, ma'am.
That's very, very important.
Yeah, even from a historical point of view, even during the time of slavery, the black, the African-American pastor was considered at one time the most educated person around. He or she was looked toward as for political guidance. They were, you know, they were so much, you know, they were counselors, they were, you know, provided, you know, counseling on health and wellness and mental health and so many other things in that regard. And even today, I think we hold our pastors in very high esteem. And really appreciate and respect their counsel in these areas that Dr. Jackson talked about.
So what advice, and it's either of you actually can answer this question, what advice would you give to young black professionals entering the healthcare field?
So the advice I normally give is ask questions. If you don't know something, just ask questions. And if that same person gets tired of your questions, ask somebody else. So I always say ask questions, be curious, because no one is going to give you the information, but you'll be amazed just coming to somebody politely and just saying, hey, what do you do? Or, hey, can I shadow you? That can open a lot of doors for you. So in terms of young professionals out there, always ask questions and be genuine, and also thank the people that are helping you, because a lot of people don't have to do that.
That's right.
But the ones who do pour into you, make sure you thank them and pour back into them as well. But again, ask questions.
Yes, absolutely. And never forget where you come from. All too often, many of us, as we climb the social and the economic ladder, we forget the people that really held us up, you know,
right.
supported us and prayed for us while we were ascending. And somehow or another, we get to the near the top, we get amnesia. But still, as a biblical principle says, to honor that father, many of us have degrees that our parents could only dream about, you know. But just remembering that biblical principle they're doing to others as you would have them be doing to you, honoring your mother and your father and those kind of things, and reaching back and giving back. I remember when I was in pharmacy school there too as well, I remember a black physician just kind of took me under his wings and says, start taking me around and showing me things. And I felt that we, and sometimes being young and black, that we can become what we see. If you see something really good, you can feel like you can become that. Likewise, the negative things there as well. So I was able to see a guy doing something that I thought I never could do. But in seeing him, I began to believe it. You know, and that, so I really take a personal interest in really bringing young, especially African-American kids under my tutelage and allowing them to see themselves in what I do and try to propel them on.
I love that, because there are some people who don't make time to be mentors and to give back.
Absolutely.
And so it makes it difficult for those who are coming up behind us to navigate sometimes. We need that mentorship. We need that guidance. We need that direction, that advice. So I love that. That you are taking the time to do that.
Give back.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, even when we are talking about how to encourage our black community, all communities, to visit and take charge of your mental and your physical health. What are some first steps, you know, like if you're experiencing chronic illness, if you're experiencing stress or lack of access, what are some of the first things that we could do to encourage others to come forth with their healing?
Well, there's a lot of things that you could... As a matter of fact, when I really get to the root of a lot of patients' problem is really not their heart, it's the stress that is playing into the kind of masquerading as a heart problem, as a GI problem, and so forth. So once we get to the core of ruling out the medical issues, then we've been, and quite frankly, the foundation, the genesis of many of these problems are really spiritual.
Dr. Jackson.
As well. So I really began to appeal to that aspect there, that many of these problems, they are really spiritual. You know, so a lot of times praying for them do, because I found that prayer can do what doctors can't do, that prayer can go where medicine can't go, and can see what x-rays can't see. So that's one of my modus operandi in that regard.
Amen. And your son is following in your footsteps.
Very proud of him. Very proud of him. You know, I've come to realize that God blessed us to do what we do, not so that you can just make a good living, but so that you can make a difference.
Amen.
Be impactful. I love that.
Oh, my God. This has been so wonderful.
This has been so wonderful.
My cousin, Tamara Jameson, and she is an avid listener of the program. When I told her we were going to have professionals on in the medical community, she said, oh, let me stop everything. And we often talk about, you know, alternative medicines. And to hear you say that, and you've been in business 30 years and you've been in
1 year.
1 year.
And
then to have your dad as a mentor or and what we can do now for the ones that are like me and Tamara. We like to do the alternative first and then the other, but you seem like that you now can say, let me share some alternatives with you, and if they don't work, then we'll do this. Are you open to that and encouraging your colleagues to do that as well?
I'm okay with it. So essentially, the problem that I will have is if you're too far gone,
yes,
ginger is not going to help.
Now come on here.
Definitely. So yeah, let that be the initial step. Yes, but a lot of times that initial step, you wouldn't proceed much further than that.
Yes,
but yes, ma'am, I agree. Herbal first step. Yes,
Yeah, I categorically agree with him too as well. That depends on how advanced you are in your condition there. Yeah, it's time to just kind of go with what we know that the research have proven to work. Now, the other things too is that I will let herbal and holistic medication coexist with me prescribing medication. So I will tell somebody, I'm treating their blood pressure or their diabetes. We'll go ahead and start on this right here. But you go ahead and take, you know, whatever holistic approach you want to take. And I can start weaning back, you know, as you begin to start losing weight and exercising, that kind of thing. I'll cut away the medication.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's I usually work with patients there in that regard.
And I just wanted to include with that, make sure you talk to your provider before making those decisions in terms of doing those certain herbals, because a lot of these herbals does interact with medication.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, always, please always talk to your provider and say, hey, I want to try this. Is it okay? And get the yes first before you start taking those supplements there.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yeah.
That your doctor should have a list of everything you take.
Yeah.
It's very important. Over the counter, prescribed by other doctors, everything.
And you know, I would like to say this. When I go to the doctor, and I look at my doctor, you know, because I want to know, are you doing the things that you asked me to do? And when I saw Dr. Jackson come in, Dr. Paul Jackson, you look amazing. You look absolutely amazing. Doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
And so I noticed the change, and you said you felt good. Can you just share a little bit of what you did?
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. About 7 years ago, I was putting a defibrillator into a beating heart of a patient, and the operation took about 2.5 hours. But during the course of the operation, I was having back pain. Pain was going down my leg, and I almost thought I had to quit the operation in order to sit down. Well, long story short, found out that my belly was getting too big. I was much more overweight, putting pressure on my sciatic nerve, and I thought I had to retire, you know. So I went on this journey there to really get healthier, to begin to get better there, and begin to practice a lot of the things that I've been telling my patients to do. So as a result of that, I never had to have an operation or anything like that, just weight loss, diet, exercise, and eating holistically, you know, just really solve that problem there. And I'm thoroughly convinced right now, if I had to say this with all emphasis, that you become what you eat.
Now,
you know, and you look like what you eat.
Now, Dr. Jackson. I agree. You know what, Dr. Jackson, I always want to look younger than my chronological age.
Amen.
And like 20 years really younger. And so when I tell people that I'm 63 and they say, oh, we thought you were such and such, that makes me feel so good.
You do.
But it comes from, like you said, healthier eating, you know, being intentional what you put in your mouth. I like all that junk food, but I know junk food does not like my waistline.
And it actually loves your waistline. That's why it sticks around.
But I almost chuckled when you said my belly was getting too big. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, we would not put it like that. But you just said mm-hmm. it so yeah. easily.
Transparent.
My belly was getting big. And I know I had to do something about it. It affected my back, the pain. Yeah. But a lot of us, we don't think the weight, extra weight on us causes mm-hmm. those ailments and illnesses. So I love that you brought that out.
Yeah.
So we'll have you all back
absolutely
to share some of these things, because like I said, I think pharmaceutical and we're getting ready to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, but I think holistic, I think all of them, they go together. And now that since our medical community is seeing more of that, well, I can say for who we have on our show today, mm-hmm. our guests, and that's just music to my ears. It makes me want to go more mm-hmm. to the doctor, because I've never been the one to want all the stuff because I thought it would be counteractive in my body. Yeah. But now that I hear men of God mm-hmm. that understands the Godhead
mm-hmm.
and understand your gift, that you are not God,
right.
but God uses you
right.
for other people mm-hmm. to heal. And I just love that. Mm-hmm. I thank God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break right here. And you know, I said, I do not like the breaks, but we have to take them. Angie Renee, would you tell them how they can stay connected to Simplicity Radio?
Absolutely. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Simplicity Radio and on Facebook at Simplicity Sunday on WGNS. You can also listen to us in podcast format on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, iHeart, and Amazon Music streaming services. Just search Simplicity Sunday.
Yes, and we always like to end with a scripture or begin with the scripture. So this time we're going to end the show with a scripture.
Yes, coming from 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Amen.
God wants us to be healthy.
Amen. Now, could you give your practice, Dr. Marcus Jackson and Dr. Paul Jackson, because I know you want to get in contact with them.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yeah, so my practice is Pharma Life Community Pharmacy. So we are located by the Old Time Pottery, uh-huh. where it used to be.
Oh, okay.
So I can see the building from my pharmacy, but it's called Pharma Life Community Pharmacy.
All right.
Yes, right.
Hey, man, our cardiology practice is Gethsemane Cardiovascular Clinic. Church is Flock of God Community Church. You can reach us at 615-494-1255.
All right, I saw Dr. Marcus Jackson going,
yeah, I'm learning.
I forgot my
I'm
number.
Learning. I'm learning. Yeah, let me plug mine in. 615-410-4790. It's a pleasure being here.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell you that we are not out of talk, but we are out of time. God bless you. We want to thank you, and we will have
yes.
them back. Have a good night,
yes.
and we'll see you next Sunday.
Good night.